talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And good Friday afternoon, Friday, March the 15th, 2019. 18 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club Getaway Friday. Brandy Downs and Charlie, you're back. Charlie Evers, so good to have you back with us here on Friday.
One more day.
One more day. It's been fun to have you back this week.
Well, it's enjoyable, yeah. Despite the fact that I'm a little slower getting around.
By spring, you'll be
jumping
out of boxes.
Oh, by spring, I'll be even more.
You'll be all over the place. And today at 2:55, we are going to have our drawing.
That's right.
For $20 to Walmart. And we have a lot of people entered already, but they still can enter if they listen to your show.
That's right.
Between 1 and 3 today. And just get in, answer a question, and you could be the winner.
What would you buy if you had a $20 gift certificate?
To Walmart?
Yeah.
Oh, what would I buy? I would buy a pie.
A pie?
There's
That'd
been
be
a lot
pies.
Of talk about pies lately.
Yes.
I'd buy a pie.
Wow.
Yeah, what would you buy?
I really, probably something mechanical. Oh, well, I know
I'd
what
get
I
a
want.
I'd get a DVD.
What I want to buy is a thing that they call it a shoom. It's a thing you put in the drain of your shower, and every now and then you pull it up and you pull the hair with it. That
you want a shoom.
Yeah, something like that.
Now, are they under $20?
Yeah.
That's a good investment because that Drano is like $20 by itself.
That's right. And I had to use Drano the last time to clear my drains.
And that's not permanent.
No.
And it always says it's like toxic.
And you have to be careful. If you have a septic tank, you've got to use the right ingredient or you'll stop the aerobic action in your septic tank.
You don't want that?
No, never.
What would you buy with $20, Brandy, at Walmart?
Probably houseplants.
Houseplants?
Yeah.
You like a lot of plants around the house.
I do, yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you, we're going to go here. We've got a lot of very interesting things this week, and there's one I want to spend a lot of time on. But I want to start with this one because it was a big deal yesterday. For the first time in the presidency of Donald Trump, the Senate Republicans voted with the Democrats enough to have a majority to strike down the national emergency that President Trump declared for the border wall. Now, he can veto it, and then it will go back to the Senate. Now, do they have enough votes to overturn it? I don't know. That'll be up to the Senate at this point. But it's interesting. I think it was 11 senators, including Mitt Romney and Marco Rubio, and our old Rob Portman here from Ohio, all voted against Donald Trump being able to do this. People were shocked by this because they thought that the Republican Party is now the Trump Party and they would never go against him. Well, yesterday they did. First time. What'd you make of it, Brandy?
I mean, I think they did the right thing, and it's a difficult case to make one way or the other, I think, for an emergency at the border. So, you know, they voted their consciences, and that's all they can do.
I don't really think this has anything to do with the border, though, even though that's what's behind it. I think it's fearfulness that a Democratic president could come in and say, well, you're not going to fund this, so it's an emergency, and now give me the money. I think they're trying to block the precedent more than anything else. What do you think, Charlie?
I would think so, too.
I think that's what it's
more about.
I think
there really is a big, big problem at the border. How are we going to stop the people from invading the United States by the dozens and hundreds?
Well, it's my understanding that it's been going down for about 20 years. So whatever they're doing is working, I guess, if you believe what the statistics say, right?
That's correct.
So whatever they're doing is working. But the wall thing, you know, this yesterday gave me an insight because my question through this whole thing has always been, there was a Republican Senate and a Republican Congress for 2 years. Why wasn't the wall put in there before this year, when he would have president would have the least chance to get it with a Democratic House? Well, I think it all came through yesterday. I don't think the Republicans would have voted for the wall either. I don't think they wanted it.
Yeah.
So apparently he'll veto it. It'll go back to the Senate. It's close if they will be able to overturn his veto or not. Either, regardless, now it's going to go to the courts, because both the House and the Senate have put a stop on it.
I keep wondering what objection there was to the Chinese when they built the Great Wall.
Well, I think that was...
That kept out invaders.
It did, but I think it was people who were coming in to be warlike, is my understanding.
Well, whatever.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think there was opposition. It wasn't. It was.
Isn't China
empire.
A dictatorship?
What about Jericho?
At the time of the wall, it was an empire. You don't get to have opposition.
So there's no votes there.
Just think of all
off
the,
with your head.
All the ancient times and all the walls that were built around cities and settlements in ancient times. Of course, we're not in ancient times right now.
Well, the thing is, no matter what the issue is, this is why we have three branches of government. They all have to agree to get it done, and nobody's agreeing on this one. And it is interesting, it's just of note, that the Republicans, first time in this entire 2.5 year period, voted against it. But as I think Charlie and I said, I think it has more to do with the precedent that it would set for anybody else who'd want to declare a national emergency. Now, that's that. That's just to keep you up to date on the news. Now, the only other real political thing we've got this week is Beto O'Rourke announcing he's running for president.
I never heard of that guy.
There's something wrong with this guy. I hate to say it. There's something wrong with him. He made this announcement yesterday. Did you see how his wife was looking at him?
I did not.
I watched his wife.
Did you see the announcement? She looked like she had been drinking.
She was no glamour queen.
No, she wasn't a glamour queen. But she looked like she'd been drinking. She just was staring off at him like he was just the greatest thing in the world.
I can't believe you're declaring your...
Yeah, I can't believe that you've never held any office outside of the state of Texas.
I never heard of this guy.
This is the problem. Nobody has, and that's going to be the problem long term.
Is it Beto or Beto?
Well, some people call him Beto, and some people call him Beto.
It's Beto.
Is it Beto?
Mm-hmm.
Beto. Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
They call him Beto on the network.
Yes,
remember that old song, Beto Bomb? Spike Jonze and his City Slickers.
But you know what? Because they think he's a good-looking guy, he gets this layout in Esquire. Is it Esquire? Vanity Fair. They put some layout out. Oh yes.
Really?
Oh yes. That's just, and it's frightening because one of the quotes in the article is he says, "I'm just born to be in it." See, that's a bad sign when you say something like that. I'm just born to be in it. Vanity Fair, is that the magazine? I think it was.
I have no
idea. Is this
idea.
What presidents do? Huh. When you run for president, you do a spread in Vanity Fair. That's no good. What do you think, Brandy, about this Beto, whatever his name is?
Well, it's no Trump rally.
Well, no. Yeah, he didn't do a rally.
What can a person like him say that would be any different than what Trump is proposing? You know, make America better again.
I'm just born to be in it. That's what
he
said.
I mean, when you hear him speak, he's very well-spoken. He's very charismatic. He's very optimistic, kind of similar to Obama, in my opinion.
That's right.
Obama didn't have a felony, though, in his younger days.
Did this guy?
Yeah.
But we, you know, like I said,
Obama's
wife didn't do that glare thing. I'm staying out of the primaries until a later date.
But you'd be okay with this guy?
I don't know. I'm not going to put forth a judgment yet on any of these things. We have local elections, and that's what I'm focused on. The primary can wait until its turn.
Yeah, but there's so many people in it. I think they're going to the debates start in about 2 months, 3 months. I think the first debate's in July.
And we'll start whittling it down then, I guess. Right.
Yeah, but I don't know how good he's going to be on a debate stage. He's never held office outside
of
Texas.
He's a very good speaker, though.
Well,
he's
a very good speaker. But what's he know? Has he been out of the country?
I don't know.
But like you say, Obama was a very good speaker. and he won so much favor.
Yeah, but Obama had given the keynote speech at the 2004 Democratic convention. There were only, I think, 7 or 8 people in the Democratic primary that year. Hillary Clinton had her flaws, which was the only big main opposition. It's a little different with Beto. And Obama was a senator. Beto's not. I don't even think Beto's employed right now.
What was his felony?
I don't know. It happened when he was younger, but I know there's a felony there. I don't think he went to jail for it, but I think there was a felony in his younger days. Hmm. That'll come back to haunt you.
Yes.
What is taking Joe Biden so long? It's clear he wants
Joe
to get in.
Joe is old.
Is that what it is?
He's
too exhausted to make that announcement.
Yeah, when you're that age, you've got to do a lot of consideration. What will I be like in another year or two?
But he keeps teasing it. Every time somebody I'm 95% there. Don't be surprised if I get in. I'm thinking heavily about doing it. I've already consulted. Just say it. Are you or aren't you?
Basically, Joe's a nice guy. And a lot of people would like him. But he's getting old.
Didn't stop Bernie Sanders. He got right in, and he was down there in South Carolina last night.
Bernie Sanders is something else.
He's got a lot of energy, though, for a guy his age.
Is he? He's probably not as well-spoken, though, as our own candidate for Marion, Norman Thomas.
Probably not. He's probably not on the Norman Thomas level. But I think once you get Beto up there with a Bernie Sanders or a Joe Biden or somebody who knows something, I think this guy, he's not going to be so well-spoken anymore. See, it's easy to be well-spoken when you're being taped.
Yes.
Let's see you up there and have to improvise what's going on. Did you find out what his felony was, Brandy?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it was a felony to me. He has a misdemeanor arrest for jumping a fence on a campus, and that was later declined. And he also had a 1998 misdemeanor DWI arrest that was dismissed.
Okay, well, there you go. So I was wrong. It was not a felony.
Yeah.
He's just been arrested. Okay. Well, that can do you in, though. That did Ted Kennedy in.
Oh, they can. Yeah, they can make hay out of any.
That's right. Well, that's what it is. Those are your political stories of the week. Beto's in, and the Senate overrides the national emergency. Now let's get down to the big story.
Can't you just hear it now? Get out of the way. Here he comes. He may be drunk.
I know. Well, that'll be it.
Yeah.
It'll haunt him, because once you do stuff like that, it follows you forever. If you get picked up once, you're a drunk.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
There are an awful lot of people sitting in Congress that have much worse records than Beto O'Rourke.
But when you run for president, people come after you with the kitchen sink.
I never forget. I was in Washington once and saw that senator that threw his girlfriend in the pond. I can't remember his name now. He looked like he'd been out all night to begin with. Oh, what was his name? He had a girlfriend. I think she was a stripper.
Oh, see, that's the whole problem right there. If that's your advocation.
And I think they were both drunk when he threw her in one of the ponds around the Capitol.
What happened to her?
I don't know. She's probably still dancing.
Probably. Well, God bless her. But see, this is what you don't want, Brandy. You don't want something. I bet this Beto guy's got a past. I'm just saying that right now. He sounds like somebody who's been around the block. And he's...
I think they dredged up quite a bit when he was running against Ted Cruz, and I mean,
yeah, but they got some they got bigger dough.
Well,
in presidential.
We'll see. I don't know. He seems like a pretty.
But they're making so much of him being good looking. That's what I got from the Vanity Fair
kind of
article.
He's not good looking. He's just
he's not
young.
Good looking. I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, he's just younger than most of the other.
He's tall and
candidates.
Thin.
Tall and thin, and people said he looks like Robert Kennedy, and he's. I think he's got the. Robert something. Isn't his real name Robert? What is Beto, anyway?
It's a nickname
that's terrible.
He got from the
inmates.
Latino community.
Oh, I thought it was the inmates.
No.
The police officers who used to arrest him because he used to Beto the tickets.
No.
Okay, so what's Beto, what's his real name then?
Robert. Robert, I think it's Robert Francis, something like that. I don't know. All I know is the guy, when I see him, you know how you see some people and you get a little suspect and you say there's something wrong there. When I see this guy and his wife, God bless her heart, I just think there's something wrong. Anyway, no? I've never seen you be this quiet. Are you having a breakdown this week or something?
I'm not having a breakdown. What am I supposed to say? There's nothing wrong with him? I don't know the guy. So
you agree that there could be something wrong with him?
There is probably something wrong with all of them, let's be honest.
Yeah, but he's got like that, I don't know.
Set off my skeeve meter any more than any of the other...
Skeeve meter?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know. Charlie, you think he looks a little shifty, don't you?
Well, kind of.
I've
never seen him before.
But you saw the video. To me.
I've only seen one picture.
His wife looked...
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. She just looked too enamored with him. Anyway, whatever. Run. Go ahead and run. He's just born to be in it. That doesn't bother you when somebody says something like
that? How is any candidate going to come up with a saying that Trump has not used already?
Oh, they have a whole thing going on over there. They need to start talking, because that's one of the problems last time. Trump went on everything that anybody asked him to do, and Hillary would not. And you've got to be out there, even if it's to your detriment. Like Beto, he needs to be out there doing interviews about his arrest and his wife and his Vanity Fair. He needs to be out there doing that.
Okay.
My opinion. Who was that?
I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
That was
my electronics.
Probably my husband, yeah.
Well, does he think Beto's shifty, too? I bet he does. This is a guy thing. What? Was it bad?
Nothing. Let's move it along.
No, something happened. I'm telling you, the man.
I've never heard of that guy before.
He's just shifty. He's a shifty guy. God bless him.
I don't... What about him is shifty? He just looks like an average dad to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Average guy.
I'm more interested in what happened on your phone there. What was that all about?
It's just my husband critiquing my...
Mine buzzes all the time, too. What?
Does your wife critique you, Charlie? Does she send you critiques?
No.
See, I don't even look.
But mine buzzes. Why do they do that? Is somebody sending us information?
Yes.
Is he listening
today?
Your husband's listening?
Okay. Yes, he is listening today.
Hello,
dear.
Yeah, I'm glad you're listening. your wife seems a little depressed today.
I am not. I'm fine. You want me to vehemently defend Beto O'Rourke when I...
Is it Beto or Beto?
Beto. It's Beto.
I don't know. Watch the video.
What's his background? I mean...
crime. Organized crime.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, where does that
now,
name come
now
from?
Now you're just slandering the man.
No, I'm not. I don't know the man.
What country would you find Beto's?
No, his real name's Robert.
He lives in Texas. There is a large... Latino population in Texas.
But he's not Latino.
No, but he was...
He's Irish.
Yes.
Oh, really?
O'Rourke. But he was given this nickname by people in his community. Yes.
What's his real name?
Robert.
Robert.
Is this a rerun?
Robert is his...
Would you like me to read you
his
bio?
Last name?
Man,
no.
I'll tell you, today is just...
His last name is O'Rourke.
O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke.
It's about time they call him his real name.
Robert.
Well, they don't call Ted Cruz his real name.
What's his real name?
Raphael or something, right? Raphael Cruz.
Well, because Raphael's got a bad...
His name is Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Yeah, Robert Francis. That's Robert Francis Kennedy.
All right.
It was Robert Francis Kennedy. So why not go by that and not Beto?
St. Patrick's Day is coming up for the Irish.
We've been called something for... You know, years and years and years. What's the point of not?
Well, because you don't want a president named Beto.
Why not? What does that have to do with anything?
You got angry there for a second. Now, no, you don't want somebody Beto. Who's the president of the United States?
Back there, they could call him OTEB.
Well, nobody calls Donald Trump Donald or the Don. We call him President Trump.
But Donald's
a normal
name.
So he would be President O'Rourke.
Not Beto.
There's nothing.
Listen.
Beto is just abnormal if you aren't in that community. But
well,
it's,
he's not
going to
be in that community.
That community.
Listen, people up in New Hampshire, those people, in, when they see Beto on there or a thing, they're going to say, what is this? We don't understand see? This.
Ted Cruz's real name is Raphael Edward Cruz.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Listen, all I'm saying, you can take this to the bank.
Ralph.
Beto is shifty.
Yeah.
Beto is shifty. And when he gets up to, what, Iowa? Do you think Iowa people in Iowa are going to vote for somebody named Beto?
No, they're more interested in planting corn this year.
Corn. They corn huskers up there. No, that's Nebraska.
Iowa, too.
He's not going to go over in Iowa.
Iowa's a big corn
or New Hampshire or Nebraska or places like that. Now, he may win Texas or Florida or Arizona, but people don't like Beto. I bet we don't even like Beto in Ohio. Robert.
We'll have to wait and see.
Robert.
I bet he's enjoying all the publicity, though.
He can't put a nickname on the ballot, though, I don't think. I think he has to put his real name.
Oh, yeah.
So people aren't even going to know who he is.
Well, is Ted Cruz on the ballot?
Well,
or
maybe
is he
legally
Raphael Edward Cruz?
He probably legally changed
it. I don't think he did.
Well, he probably... But this is a nickname. Now, Ted, to me, seems like a real name. That's not a nickname.
What's Trump's
His name is Raphael Edward Cruz.
Raphael Edward Cruz.
And he got
But Ed is Ted. Like Ted
right.
Kennedy.
Beto is Robert.
No, Beto's not Robert.
Yes, it is.
No.
For Pete's sake.
Please, correct your wife. Because Beto is not Robert. No, like Bob is Robert.
Bobby.
And Ted is Edward. But
okay, well, everyone said that no one would vote for a man named Barack Hussein Obama
But that was his name.
Yes, but...
and I remember Mark Levin, the commentator, used to emphasize Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, right, but that's different than a nickname. It wasn't his nickname. I understand there was a connotation about his name being bad.
A nickname is a nickname regardless of whether... I mean, who cares who came up with it?
Like, people used to call him Dick Nixon. His friends, Dick, but his real name was Richard. But that's, Dick is short for Richard. Beto is not short
Beto
for Robert.
Beto is short for Robert, just not in
who have you
English-speaking.
Known named Robert who was nicknamed Beto? Nobody. See, this is another crime this guy's trying to pull off already.
No.
Who knew this would be the topic of the week?
It's a cultural thing.
Okay. He has no chance. I'm just putting that out there. He has no chance.
I didn't say he did. I'm
just like that woman, Klobuchar, who we found out ate her food, her salad with a hairbrush.
She did not. Who would ever?
A what?
She did.
She,
this woman from Minnesota who's running.
They said she ate her salad with a comb.
With a comb.
Really?
To show her office staff. She was so angry with them because they didn't give her a fork.
Oh, no.
Something wrong with her, too.
Ridiculous.
What is... Well, she said it was true.
That proves you make good with what you've got.
Who cares?
No, I'm just saying what happened.
I mean, geez. I eat my salad with my fingers. Who cares?
That's right.
But you don't think that's strange to eat your salad with a comb?
No, if you have nothing else to eat it with.
Yeah, but she could have asked them. She was just trying to teach them a lesson. That's this woman, I would not want to work for her.
Okay, well...
Evil lady is what she is.
She's, oh, my word.
No, that's evil. That's evil. I mean,
evil?
Listen, if you give me a salad with no fork, I'm not going to pick up a pen and start jabbing at... I'm going to say, do you happen to have a fork?
I wonder if she had two sections to her comb, you know, the fine section, which you most have to use.
But can you imagine how dirty a comb is? Oh,
well, it's your own
disgusting.
Comb.
Disgusting.
No.
This woman is nuts. God bless her heart.
A little bit
heart.
Of dandruff mixed with your salad?
Protein.
Why wouldn't you just say, hey,
dandruff is protein.
Couldn't you just say, I need a fork? All I need is a fork. That's
what
it. That's all she
dandruff?
Had to say.
I don't know.
She actually used a comb to eat her salad.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Wow.
Did she not admit to this?
I don't know.
I honestly don't care.
Listen.
There are so many worse things that people
You don't
could
care
have done.
That your president might be eating salads with a comb?
I tell you, if you want to attract attention, eat your parsley at a banquet. You know, they put
people don't like that.
No, and I always ate my parsley, and people would stare
it's
at me like...
It's for your breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's garnish.
It is garnish, but it's also...
It's full of goodness.
It is full... Yeah, it's edible.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like if you use the big fork instead of the little fork to eat your salad. I bet this woman just pulls out a comb
now,
and starts going at it.
What my big question
yes,
is...
Yes, that seems likely, Scott. I'm sure she just carries combs around
well,
to eat her salad.
Where did she get the comb?
She probably has one in her purse. Have you ever seen a woman's purse? Some of them carry.
But I mean, I'm just serious. Now let me level with you here. If I went out today and said, "Hey, Brandy, let's go have lunch," and a salad came and they did not have a fork, would you go into your purse and pull out a comb and start eating that salad, or would you ask for a fork?
Yell at the waiter.
Right, you'd ask for a fork.
And the waiter'd bring you a comb.
And bring you a comb. But
yeah, but it's ridiculous to say that she takes combs with her to eat her salad wherever she goes. Come
on. That's ridiculous. That's jovial. Yeah. But I'm saying she did eat a salad with a comb, is my understanding.
We'll have to.
That's a peculiar.
I guess I'll have to Google again. This is.
I just think it's peculiar that she did that.
Today.
Anyway, well, there are two more bigger subjects we're going to roll on to here. But there's some strange people out there, Charlie.
Yeah, we better roll.
We got to roll because these two stories are big and they won't hold. The college scandal story. Oh my God.
Oh.
The mom from Full House and the lady from Desperate Housewives are indicted and out on $1 million bonds.
Went to jail.
So here's the deal. Is anybody surprised that rich people pay to get their kids into college?
I don't think it's just about the money in this situation, though. That's the thing. I think most of us who are not well off expect that people who are well off are going to have an advantage because of money. But this was beyond just, donating $1 million to get your name on a hall and therefore having some legacy admission process go on. This was lying and saying that kids had disabilities. This was photoshopping images to make them appear more athletic. This was hiring people to take their tests for them and forge their signatures. I mean, it's definitely criminal.
Now it's wrong, but I don't know. You know, I will, I'm not going to sleep any better because the mom from Full House is in the clink. It doesn't make any sense to me. She spent $500,000 to do this. It's ruined her career. Hallmark has already fired her. She's not going to be hireable. She had to put up $1 million bond. Why not just take half that million and pay back the $500,000, or do whatever you need to do, donate it to the college, and then take another $500,000 away from her and put it towards scholarships for kids who are underprivileged. Putting her in jail, is that really going to do anything?
But the method you described would establish a precedent, and not a good one.
It's not a good one, but is it really going to scare somebody off if you put them in jail? And here's the problem I have with it, because you're supposed to be treated fair underneath the law. There were 50 people indicted that same day. Two of them were on the news, and they all were doing the same crime.
Hmm.
So, they're not being treated fairly.
No, that's the media, though. That's not the law.
But that's
if they were all put in jail the same way that the two women were talked, then that's fair under the law.
Did 40...
You can't control what the free press talks about.
Right, but did the 48 other people have to put up $1 million bonds?
I don't think so. That's the question.
I don't know how much money they had.
Right, yeah, that's right, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. That's not the way the law is supposed to work.
Well, no, but there are considerations for how much a bond is supposed to cost, right? Because if you have somebody who has access to a private jet and they could flee, or you know what I mean? There are other considerations beyond just how much money does this person have.
But these are not hardened criminals. I mean, she was in Vancouver making a movie. She could have stayed there. She came back the next day. She went before the judge. It didn't seem like somebody who's on the flee, who's on the run. I mean, they already had her husband.
She might have been surprised the judge was not influenced by her good looks.
Well, I just
or her title.
Well, Hallmark wasn't influenced. Hallmark canned her within 24 hours. No more movies for you. So now her income's going to be hurt. She's obviously going to have to pay fines. I'm sure she's going to have to pay back the $500,000. But I think we got to start being more creative. She's not a danger to herself in society, and I think she's already been ruined. If that's what you want, fine. She's ruined. Now take her money and create scholarships for those kids who didn't get in.
Do you think that would ever happen?
No.
No, because we're not sensible in this country. We're a lock-em-up society. And so what? That'll cost us money.
How many movie stars have ever given scholarships to anyone?
Right, which is why I think this. You're going to force them. What I'm saying, you force it. You take their money that they've put up for bond, you fine them heavy, and you take their money and create scholarships.
But the law doesn't go that way.
I think you could do that. I don't know why there couldn't be a law that would allow that to happen. Well, I can't believe these people at the schools went along with it.
No, that's absurd. But if she wants to ever get back into the good graces of American society, I think she should take your advice and create scholarships and pay back the money, because I just can't imagine looking at my own child and knowing, you know, they don't maybe have what it takes to get into whatever school, A, B, or C, and then thinking, but that's okay. I'm going to get them in anyway. I'm going to lie and I'm going to cheat. And
well,
why?
It's sad. It's sad in a way, because now the kids know that the parents don't think much of them. And that's tragedy in and of itself. I mean, I feel bad for these kids. I mean, they may have known about it. I don't know if they did or not. But now they know.
Well, they must have known, because they couldn't pass the test to get in.
Yeah, but can you imagine knowing now that your mother did not think you were going to get in, to the fact to where she bribed the school, and now your mom might be going to prison for helping you out? That's tremendous guilt. It just is an awful situation for those kids.
They must not thought anything at all about a bribe, because they'd heard this is a standard practice, bribing.
Well, that's why I say there are a lot of celebrities. I mean, we focused on these two because they're the first. But I guarantee you there are a lot of celebrities at a lot of other schools who are shaking in their boots these mm-hmm. days, just waiting to be found out, because there's no way these are the only two.
Good. I hope they get them all.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, but putting them in jail, I think, is just silly. I don't think that's going for bribing somebody to get into college.
No, but it's the law. You got to abide by the law.
Is there a law that says you have to go to prison for that? I think it's an option, but I think the judge needs to take some things into consideration here. Why did they do it? What was the intent? Are they remorseful? I mean, are they criminals? Have they committed crimes before?
Well, there were a whole lot of crimes going down.
But do you think they really thought that this was a crime? Do you really think they thought they were on the lam?
How did you not know that it's a crime to forge somebody's signature, whether it's your own child or not, to forge test results?
Well, but
to lie, I mean.
Well, but see, you know, there's things that go on all the time that people partake in that they think is just part of the game. I don't think that she thought she was committing wire fraud. I don't think she thought she was committing mail fraud, which is really what the crimes are here.
Well, she certainly knew that she was cheating the system.
What she did was wrong, and the kid should be taken out, and that guy should be shut down. Absolutely.
Who was the... wasn't there some official that was given a yacht or a trip on a yacht?
Her daughter. Well, her daughter went out.
The woman's daughter was on vacation with one of the school officials on their yacht.
Now, here's
when
the question.
Her mother was
that guy who was on the yacht, he was the chancellor or something, wasn't he? Okay. Now, why is this woman, this student, on the yacht with him? He didn't know about it. He hasn't been brought up on charges yet. See, it goes a lot deeper than just these two celebrities.
Well, there's a lot to be said yet, a lot to be discovered and brought up.
I mean, it's wrong. It's wrong to bribe somebody, but I doubt they thought it was a bribe. I think they thought
Come on. They knew they were bribing them.
Standard practice. How much did I owe you?
Here's the thing. All these people at these colleges must have been standard practice, because you have to have somebody on the opposite end to commit a crime that has to go along with it. In this particular situation, if they would have put the bribe out there, it was the college's business to say no.
There was an in-between. There was a consulting business that was being hired to take the tests and do the photoshopping and forge the signatures and all of these things, and then presenting
and
it to the university as if it were real. I don't know. I mean, I hope that universities in the future are taking a better look at things, and I don't know how you would authenticate that, though.
Well, I just think this is kind of a bloodlust thing. I don't think putting these two in prison is going to make any difference in society at all. I don't think it's going to deter anybody from doing this.
No, it won't make society any different, but it will be an expression of the law.
Well, that's okay, but I think at some point we have to decide in this country. It's like the drug issue. Okay, now we can keep throwing people in jail, and we can keep doing things like that, but if they keep coming out and keep going back in and keep coming out and keep going back in, that's law, but is it really doing anything with the problem? No, nothing. So why don't we have more scholarships for kids who need it? Why don't we have an even playing field? Why don't we worry about shutting... This guy couldn't have been the only operation in the country. Why don't you go after those other operations? Why don't you find out who else has been partaking in this?
Well, I'm sure they will, but they do have to... Yeah. I mean, I'm not advocating for them to go to prison or not go to prison. That's up to a judge to decide, but... there has to be something to deter this in the future, because
it's awful.
This is far more evil than Amy Klobuchar eating salad with a comb.
Yeah, right. Well, she would never bribe anybody because she just wants to eat with the comb.
And when you
she
think of all the kids that have been turned down because they couldn't pass the test to get in.
I agree.
And if you got money...
What they did was wrong. But you know what? People do this in different ways, though, too. How many people, I'll give $100,000 to build that new science lab. Now, it's overt, but you don't think that goes into the mind of the person running the admissions office? Well, of course it does. And
it does, but this just went above and beyond
that. Well, they were dumb.
I mean, we talk about the message that it sent to the children of these people. Imagine... Your parent, you know, maybe not thinking you're good enough to get into the school, but still believing that you deserve to be there anyway. I mean, the message that it sends, you want to talk about special snowflakes.
But it's a mother. It's a mother, and you know what?
It's not just a mother. There were fathers involved, too.
Well, there were
parents involved.
But these two were ladies, and I think they wanted the best for their kids. I think what they did was wrong, but I think, you know, and that's the problem when you have a bond with a child. You're going to use everything possible to try. You know how many people have went bankrupt trying to afford tutoring for their kids, trying to get their kids involved in sports because they know it'll look good on a college application? People do this on different levels all the time.
I think of the thousands
of people. Not on a
criminal level. The thousands are struggling right now to raise the money to keep their kids in, or the kids themselves.
Or the kids who probably do deserve to be there, but have been told their whole lives that they're not going to get in, and so they don't even try. Yeah.
Right.
You know?
It's wrong. Nobody's disagreeing that it's wrong and that it should be punished in some way. I just don't know if putting them in jail, which is what's being talked about, being indicted, don't leave the continental United States. I don't know if that's going to make some big difference in this whole thing. I think maybe you want to start looking at the other people who might have done this as well, because they're probably getting the heck out of this country right now.
Just imagine the people that are in negotiations or have been in negotiations to do the same thing. What are they thinking right now?
Well, you know, I'm sure we're going to hear more about this, and I think we'll probably have more indictments from different schools, and I think it's going to come as the week goes on. But we do have one final topic to touch on this week, because this is the last time we'll get to talk about...
Oh, you look awfully smug about this one. I don't know.
Well, I do, because The Bachelor ended this week.
Oh, I knew it.
No, it did. It did, Charlie.
It ended.
And... Oh, God. Here's what happened. Apparently, the first time in Bachelor history, the Virgin Bachelor had two women to pick from at the end, and he said, I don't want either one of them. So he puts them both to the side, and he goes running after the girl who had turned him down 2 weeks ago.
The fence-jumping girl.
About whose father doesn't like him. So he goes running after her.
Seemed like a great plan.
But then she says, oh, I've missed you. I'm so sorry. And now they're together, and they're doing the talk show circuit. And here's what ticks me off about this. I did see him on a talk show. First time I've ever heard the guy talk. And they said, okay, well, are you now a virgin? Because this is over now. And he said, well, with respect to my new relationship and my family, I just don't want to discuss that on television. Well, you moron, you've been on television for 10 weeks. You called yourself the Virgin Bachelor, which just tells me in the beginning he was never a virgin. This was all a ploy. It's the stupidest show in the world.
But what it all amounts to is the amount of money that the advertisers pay to be on that show. That's the big thing.
Too much.
Right. Do you believe that he I mean, you don't think this was whole thing was a setup? Do you believe there was any amount of reality in this show?
It was scripted from day to day and hour to hour. Right. Scripted.
Right. What do you think, Brandy?
Well, the show is certainly scripted. I don't know if his... I'm not going to sit here and make a determination on whether or not somebody is a virgin based on their false reality
don't
show.
Don't you think that's a shifty answer even after the reality show's over?
Well, I haven't even seen the... Oh, you mean his answer?
Yeah, his answer that I'm still not going to answer
that's a jerk move.
I think it was said to create just exactly what we're talking about.
Well, because, again, I think now they'll take these two, and now we'll have to follow them to the wedding chapel. Oh. It's so stupid. But the truth is, this got a lot of attention, him being a virgin. Nobody thought it would. To where the whole show, the whole premise of the show was wiped away. He was supposed to choose between the two women, said no dice to either one of them, goes after the girl who turned him down. So, I mean, now, ridiculous.
Can you imagine the account executive that sells the show? What tales he'll be able to tell potential sponsors.
Boy, I put one over on the American public. The stuff they believe. This is so... And then I heard him on this interview. I saw him for like 8 minutes. He was talking about being virgin shamed. Oh, please.
See, I told you. I was not going to participate in that.
Nobody's virgin shaving this fool. Listen, first of all, he went on television and said he was a virgin. Who's shaming him?
Well, I'm sure there are lots of people.
I'm ashamed that he went after this girl after she told him to take a hike.
Boy.
And then she just suddenly all of a sudden fell in love with him when he showed up at the door. Isn't that just how it always happens? You fall in love with the person when they show up at your hotel door.
It's almost like...
With a camera right there, too.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
If you watch The Young and the Restless and The Bold Ones or whatever it's called, it's the same thing every day, only they do it every day.
No virgins on those shows.
No.
No, this is... I just have found the whole premise of this whole show unbelievably stupid. But
can we put The Bachelor to rest after this?
We are, because I think it's over after
this. Wait, no. But if they do a special where they follow them to the wedding chapel... Are we going to have to talk about it?
No,
then?
I don't think so.
It'll be The Bachelorette the next time.
But you know what? The same show I was watching, and I'm not going to do this as a topic because it's absolutely ridiculous, but the story that followed this story was a new study, honest to God, and I don't know if somebody, you can check this on the internet, a new study that tells you to the exact minute when men and women feel in the mood. That was the story that followed this particular story.
Oh, really?
They have it to the exact minute, and it's different for women and men.
Oh, well, they sell those rings, too, that change color depending on your emotions.
Rings?
Well, no, it's here's what it's like 11:47 for women.
Yeah.
That's when they're ready. And like 7:59 in the morning for men. And that's a study. Now, so who got the money for that study, and how do you do that? But that's the story that followed. This is what television has become. This is where we are. Virgin bachelors, and to the exact minute, when do men and women partake in these activities?
And way in the background, you hear the phrase, fake news.
Well, there you go. But you know what? I thought that study, I thought, well, that's good for same-sex couples because at the same time, because obviously men and women are not on the same schedule, but men and women are, so good for them.
And yet, the population keeps growing.
It does.
Well, because, at some point, I guess you meet in the middle, but it's, I don't understand how that even means anything. 11:47, ooh. Where
well,
are you?
There's going to be a lot of men checking their clocks tonight.
Well, and that's the thing, because this stuff sells. People love to talk about this stuff, and I don't know why that is.
When I was in the hospital recently, every time there was a birth, they played a melody over the PA system to indicate there had been a birth.
Aww.
It was really cute.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, I don't know. I just think the bottom line on this whole Bachelor show for me is that it was fake to begin with. It was a bunch of garbage. And I don't think these two will be together in 6 months.
That's true.
Fair enough. I don't...
But before we put the period on it,
no.
Do you believe that he was a virgin this entire time?
I don't have anything to
you
indicate.
You do have an opinion.
No.
You have an opinion.
No.
You had an opinion about Beto.
No.
You said Beto was short for Robert.
That's not an opinion. It's short for Roberto, I think. But
what is his real name now again?
Robert Francis O'Rourke.
And Robert Francis
Beto
O'Rourke.
For short.
It's short for Roberto.
What is short for Roberto?
Beto!
Yeah, but his name's not Roberto. It's named Robert.
No, but that's the...
Where's he from?
He's from Texas.
Is he? He was born there? No, he lives in Texas,
oh
but
goodness.
I don't think he
now
was born there.
Look,
he had a brother.
Up where
I
he
remember.
Was born.
He had a brother that was so short, about half his height. And they went once to see the Texas Redskins play, and his brother was in front of him. And he said, Jose, can you see?
Oh, for Pete's sake. Let's see.
Listen, just mark it down on this date that this guy's going nowhere. This guy has
he
got
He is
no
a chance. Native of El Paso, Texas.
Wow. He was born in El Paso, Texas?
It just says he was a native. He served on the El Paso City Council from 2005 to 2011.
And what other jobs?
He was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 2012 after defeating incumbent Sylvester Reyes in a Democratic primary. Instead of seeking re-election in 2018, he ran for U.S. Senate, and the rest is history.
Well, then he'll be qualified to go overseas and talk to people like Kim Jong-un and Putin. I mean, he has worked
well,
in
not
Texas.
As qualified as Donald Trump, but...
But at least he's got a normal name. Donald.
Who cares about his name? He's a buffoon.
Beto?
No. The normal named guy.
Well, that's the president.
Yes.
No, I bet this bachelor man, he'll probably run for president now, too. He's got a lot of attention.
Well, would you vote for someone named Colton for president?
I wouldn't even bother with this man. If I even knew he was right, I wouldn't even, I don't even think I wanted, would want to see this guy on the street because I think he's such a liar. I think this is such a bit of underhanded stuff to get people interested in him. He's a football player. I think he's trying to promote his career because his football days are over. I just think he's underhanded, and I think this poor girl is now, you know, she's in love, la-di-da, and I think she's under his spell. I think this man is an evil man. You doubt
is
that?
An evil man? For doing, I mean, no, Donald Trump did a reality series. No, do you think his was scripted?
We're not talking about Donald Trump.
But you're casting somebody as evil for having done a television show.
Do you think, let me ask you this before we wrap this up. Do you think that the fact that he was a virgin made her more interested in him?
I don't know. I don't know her. I don't know him.
I think
I can only speak for myself and say that someone's virginity or lack thereof has no bearing on my attraction to them.
No, and I if you want to be a virgin till you're 90, I don't care. But I just don't think you need to announce it to the world like that and then have 14 women trying
but
to
again,
do whatever.
But again, it's a cultural thing. There are pockets of people in the United States for whom staying a virgin until they are married
Good.
Is a big deal. And it does get announced and talked about and fawned over
but not
again and
television.
Again and again. Well,
for big bucks.
Tim Tebow, I mean,
oh.
He did it, but the Duggar family, they're all on there.
Is there an organization of people like that? Would they have a name?
Well, I think there's whole companies that make purity rings and...
Purity rings?
Yes, all kinds
oh,
of...
Oh, okay.
What is a purity ring?
It's a ring
that's
that
a
you
no
wear...
That's a sex ring.
Is that what that is?
Yes. You wear it on your wedding finger.
Because you
finger.
Want people to know this?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. I'm just
Dear
telling you it
God.
Exists.
See, this is why people... Now, see, those people should be shut down and put in prison and fined and all these things. Purity
For
ring?
What?
This is so stupid. You know, anybody could walk around with a purity ring.
Yes.
But
yes,
you don't have
this
to be
is the
pure.
Point. They're a symbol, just like a wedding ring. I can walk around with a wedding ring and not be married.
Yeah, but usually women who do that are trying to keep people away from them. And I understand
it doesn't
that.
Work.
I understand that. But a purity ring, it's like you're open for business. I mean, what is the point of that?
How do you describe a purity ring?
I don't know.
What do they look like?
I wouldn't even know one if
well,
I saw one.
There's all kinds of purity rings.
Why don't they just wear a hat?
I mean, the typical ones that I've seen are usually silver and have, you know, either a little cross or a heart or something like that on it.
Oh. Are they indicated in a catalog?
There are catalogs for them, yes.
Again, I'm not saying it's bad that you can be a virgin all your whole life. Doesn't matter to me. But I'm saying when you use that to bilk the American public out of a lot of money and a lot of time, and then at the end of the show, you still... Now, he's not saying he's not a virgin anymore. You're saying, well, all of a sudden, I don't want to talk about the sanctity of my life and all this sort of thing. Well, then don't go on the reality show, goofball. And simple as that. We're done for this week. Interesting. And we're done with The Bachelor.
We didn't even talk about the big news.
What's that?
The overcrowding prison in Marion County.
Oh, I know. We'll have to get to that next week. And between now and then, maybe we'll find out what Beto really means. Just a nickname? Okay. Are you okay, Brandy?
I'm fine.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay. Charlie's coming up, and the drawing's coming up at 2:55 today for $20 to Walmart. Stay tuned.
Leading the way with quality and service. Telephone number 1-800-555-